KQED.
The Centers for Disease Control say 20% of Americans with HIV don't know they're infected. The agency says these people are responsible for about half of all new infections. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg looks at a unique effort to make HIV testing more widespread.
A few miles away from downtown San Diego, a team of outreach workers is taking HIV testing to the streets.
iPad, packets,
lancets.
You guys have pearl tops and red tops, right?
Yes.
After a quick check of their equipment, members of the Lead the Way team pair off and head down the block. This street is lined with apartments and small bungalows. Today's mission? Go door to door and offer everyone an HIV test. David Rodriguez is Lead the Way's project manager. He says they've been in the field for about 2 months.
We have had a number of tests. We've had a number of people that complete the survey, but no negative reactions of people thinking that it's too out of this world to have an HIV test offered to them.
Mobile vans that offer HIV tests are nothing new, but there's no other program in the country that does door-to-door testing. Lead the Way also provides free confidential HIV testing at a storefront location. Anyone who lives in four particular inner-city communities can drop in and be part of the study. Like this woman who lives in the neighborhood.
I came here to get tested because I'm not sure if I'm infected or not. I got a new partner and we recently started having sex, but I found out he's promiscuous and he could be gay.
UC San Diego's Dr. Susan Little is overseeing this project. She says the idea for Lead the Way came out of a theoretical study by the CDC. It's suggested by using a combination of widespread HIV testing and treatment, you could dramatically reduce the number of new infections. Then you might actually be able to control the epidemic.
Now that was a mathematical model. So what we decided to do was break down the model, the sort of strategy trial, into its component parts, testing, linkage to care, and then treatment, and see if in fact we could identify a population and see if we could demonstrate that that sort of approach would actually work in a real life setting.
Dr. Little says the plan is to roll out all of those services over the next couple of years. She says it would be very expensive to launch all of the elements at once.
And two, I think people need some time to learn to understand that this is part of a very big plan that could really demonstrate that this community is one of the first in the country, if this works, to show a decrease in new infections as a result of a prevention intervention.
Little's goal is to get 10,000 people tested over the life of the study. The idea of making HIV testing more widespread isn't new. In 2006, the CDC issued guidelines that called for making testing a routine part of medical care. At that time, less than half of all Americans had ever been tested. Today, the agency estimates that percentage hasn't changed much. That would suggest many doctors aren't following the guidelines. Dr. Ronald Kwok is a specialist in internal medicine. He says whenever one of his patients gets blood work, he suggests they get an HIV test, even if they're reluctant to do so.
The whole idea of testing is that the more tests we do on everybody, the more cases we will diagnose.
Susan Little thinks 30 years into the epidemic, there's still a lot of stigma and fear associated with HIV testing. That's why one of her goals is to break down that stigma. To that end, Little says the Lead the Way study is not targeting any particular group of people. Gay, straight, bisexual, it doesn't make any difference.
We are simply asking all adults to take an HIV test because only by testing everyone, including those who are already positive, who already know their status, can we effectively identify what the size of the epidemic is in our community and then hope to decrease it.
Dr. Little hopes to get people to ask themselves this question. If it's free, confidential, and readily available, why not get an HIV test? For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.